老杨说领导力。
Professor Yang talks about leadership.大家好，我是 Jenny。那今天呢，又很开心跟复旦 BI 商学院的教授老杨，来自挪威的老杨啊，来一起跟大家分享领导力这个不明觉厉、很高深也很重要的概念啊。那上次我们第一集的节目讲到领导力的概念啊，什么是领导力？那今天我们要讲讲性格和领导力 ，personality and leadership。
那Jenny，你觉得领导力是天生的吗？
我觉得有一大部分是，因为现在我的儿子他在学踢足球，他才4岁，然后他那个队里就有一个小男孩，我觉得这个就是一个 Oh my God, born leader， 天生的一个 leader， 因为他就是会去组织小朋友，有的时候 coach 教练都没有说什么，他就会说你站这儿，我站那儿，然后我们要去把球要踢过去什么，然后其他几个小朋友，包括我儿子，就是傻傻的站在那儿，而且他们就是没有任何一点要去 lead， 要去领导的 desire，一点欲望都没有。然后我有时候也是跟我儿子说啊，那你下次也去跟小朋友讲讲或者什么，然后他说我不要，我就在那踢踢就好了。所以对，我觉得有一大部分是天生的。
A lot of people seem to think that leadership is actually born. There is great leaders are born, not made. And I think it's just because they have this feeling that it looks as if it's coming very natural to them. But in fact,I will say it's when you look at it, it's fairly obvious that there is a lot of learning behind it anyhow.
就是有两者的成分都有，是吧？有些人他可能天生出来就是天生的性格，他就具备一些去做领导或者领袖的一些特质，但是我们看到可能很多很成功的 business leader 什么他。都付出了很多的努力。
Yes, because the point is, if just think of musicality. I mean, musicality is something which is, you know, fairly genetic. I think some people have a talent.
音乐基因，对。
But have you ever heard about a top musician who didn't practice? Ever heard about that?
我对这个音乐。并不那么熟悉啊，但是你看朗朗也好啊，或者什么，都是说啊，他婴儿的时候好像就对这个就很有乐感，很敏感，但是在成长过程当中，就是每天要刻苦的练习，
exactly,
对不对
？So it's like playing. It's leadership is like playing an instrument. There are lots of people who can do it. Lots of people can improve. Some people get really good. Some people should possibly not do it. I mean, there are always these people who don't have a talent. But even if you have a talent, I mean, Everything here in this world, you have to practice and you have to learn to improve your talent. So the born leader, I think, is a dangerous illusion. That person doesn't exist.
所以这个也给了我们普罗大众一个 hope, 一个希望。就算没有这样的born leader 的一些 quality, 一些潜质, 但是是可以去修炼的。其实整个的leadership 的产业非常的大，全球，然后公司啊，特别那种大企业上市公司，每年花很多的钱在培训自己员工的这个 leadership skills, 或者要去找一个杰出的 leader, 对不对？所以就会有猎头，或者我们说的高级职业经理人的这个搜索 executive search, 其实好多我感觉特别在 executive search 领域personality traits, 他们会用一些，对不对，性格测试，这种性格的模板就变得非常重要。
Yeah, because there are always things about your person that will influence your leadership style. There is always something about you that will influence who you are, right?
是不是有一个常用的这样的一个测试，一个模块，就是说 five personality traits, 就是当你去看一个人有没有 leadership potential.
Yes.So these five personality traits kind of sum up most normal ways of describing people's personality, and we know quite a lot about how they influence your leadership skills.
所以这五个性格特征不是说只用来决定一个领导的潜质，而是所有人就是性格分析的时候都就是这五个特征都可以划进去，对不对？
Yeah.
只是说在 leadership skill 上面，我们会把它放到我们来怎么来衡量一个人的领导力啊？那我就很好奇了，这五个性格特征是什么
？Okay, let's start with the first one. This is whether you are extrovert or introvert, right?
内向还是外向类型的。
内向或者外向。And one easy way to find out that is, I have a single question that's always easy to ask. Now, if you're sitting at your work desk and somebody calls, a customer or somebody from the outside calls and has, you know, presents you with a huge problem and is really angry. And when you hang up, you think, oh my, what, how am I going to deal with it?
就先骂他 F word.
Yes, 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 exactly. I didn't want to go there, but that's how it goes, right? And then you think, oh, this is really...I mean, this is a heavy situation. What do you do? Now, would you rather rise up and go out to the water cooler or grab a coffee or a tea, find somebody to talk to? Would you rather do that? Or would you rather sit down and, you know, close the door behind you and look deep into the computer?
怎么处理是吧？有一个啊，接到一个电话客户啊，或者什么，把你痛骂一通，然后你会怎么处理？是会找一个人？就是吐槽分享还是自己先冷静一下想想怎么一回事儿。你问我吗？我的话我绝对会找一个人然后说天哪前面这个人简直是怎么怎么样。
我也是这样。
那这代表什么我们是外向型的吗
对对对对对。Because an extrovert is a person who would always, you know, you don't know what you think before you hear yourself say it. So you need to go out there and you will get energy.To work with the situation by talking to others. So an extrovert person is somebody who actually, you know, becomes energetic from talking to others.
哦，原来是这样的，就是外向型的，他需要去跟人分享，要找人说，是因为这个会帮助他自己分析理清这件事，这个过程，他必须把心里的话说出来。
Yeah.
因为这是 the way they think, they
exactly.
approach problems.
Yes, but an introvert is somebody who just has to protect himself because he will think, I can't talk and speak at the same time. So,so they will be sitting thinking before they speak. So this is the difference.
就他们处理事情和思考过程是不一样。内向型的人他自己脑子里面想会更加的有条理他会更加的习惯说出来他反而就觉得我一边说一边想这两个事情我不能同时进行
yes,
是吧
Yes, that's exactly the way it works.
Okay. But, 那 what's the second trait? 第二个
Well, the second trait is what you call the nice side of it is called stability, but the other side is called neuroticism. The word might not be so nice, but it's about your emotional stability.
情绪的稳定度啊、一方面你是emotionally stable, 情绪很稳定的。另外一方面 you're a bit, 就是 neurotic, 有点神经质。
Exactly.
其实就是会很敏感而掌控不太住自己的情绪。是不是
我觉得那个词敏感很好。Because neurotic is just an old word, 是比较旧的一种概念。所以可能不太现在。
而且有些人看到 neurotic, 他反应是这个人是神经病。但其实 it's not what this is talking about.
No, not at all. This is just a matter of how easily you will react emotionally. It turns out that people who react very easily emotionally can be very good at creativity and so on. You find lots of artists and intellectual people who...
很敏感的人在创意产业特别像艺术家呀什么的可能这个是他的一个优势对吧对于事物的这种感知敏感度
Yes, yes. But when these people are in leadership positions, they can sometimes have a hard time.So that's why sometimes it's easier to develop your leadership skills if you're scoring high on stability or, conversely low on neuroticism.
为什么这样的人在 leadership 的一个位置啊，他就是比较不适合，或者说会比较辛苦？
比较辛苦，我觉得。Because it's possible to be a leader with all sorts of personalities, really. You can try. But we'll talk about that later. But I think it gives you an idea of how you could change or how you could, adapt. And if you have scoring high on neuroticism, you can still do it. But maybe you will be in for a bumpy ride. You may have some hard times.
对，因为我们上一期讲到到底什么是 leadership, 其中有一点就是说You need to be accountable, 对不对？因为你负的责任就大了，而且很多时候 you're proactively creating the future, 创造一种未来，你不知道好像是怎么样的，对吗？所以当这个时候，你的 risk 风险也就很大。
对
，when things go well, 那当然很好，但是当事情不那么好的时候，或者这个过程是很艰难的时候，这种 敏感的人，就可能有一些不好的，有一些 setback 挫折的时候、嗯、或者什么，他就会睡不着觉啊，
对对对，
或者自己很焦虑、
就是、
很纠结，所以对他自己来说是比较辛苦的。
Yes, exactly. So if so you can find yourself often you're not sleeping well, or you will react negatively、嗯、if you have negative information coming and so on. So a lot of people find it easier to cope with leadership position if they are scoring、higher on stability. So that's just how it works.
好，那第三个这个 personal personality trait 性格特质是、
It's openness. We call it openness to experience.、
Ah.
And people, you know, if people prefer, you know, traveling to new places, prefer、always eating new foods, and、if they always, you know, prefer looking into、TV programs with infotainment in them, then they're probably high on openness to experience.
就是接受新事物的一个能力，对吧？而且、对新事物的一个接受度。然后这第四个我觉得很有意思啊，因为叫 agreeableness。
agreeableness, yeah.
就是一个好人是吗？就是很好相处脾气很好的人。
那 agreeable 中文怎么说呢？就是形容一个人他很友好。
对，我觉得就是很友好，然后就以前我们说很能建立群众基础，就大家应该都蛮喜欢和这样的人相处。
不太凶的，
哎，不太凶的，没错。
对 ，so because if managers and leaders if they react, sometimes you could think that they should be a little bit 凶 very you know forceful, decisive,、and so on, which is of course as a resource many times. But it turns out that if you're overdoing it, then you can risk having more opponents, and you can have more。Pushing people away from you more than you think.
对，我觉得这个可能我们大家在工作中多多少少都会遇到过的，就是有一些管理者或者一些 leader, 他的风格是非常严厉的，然后你会挺怕他的。这种人好像比较我们说的 task oriented,
yes,
对不对？
Yes.
就是这个执行力非常非常强的。可能 short term 短期的一些它可以 deliver results 而且比较快、
yes.
但长期的其实大家都会觉得为他工作或者什么很痛苦，
对对对，
那特别是像上次也说 leadership 现在特别现在这个年代我们很多人都有很多工作的选择，那为什么我要跟你这样的一个人来工作
exactly,
让我自己那么不开心、
So that we were like in the previous program we were discussing that leadership is actually having people to choose to support you, to choose to come work together with you、to choose to, you know, to share resources or to choose to buy a product. Now, if you risk being in conflicts all the time, then you actually could disrupt this. And it turns out that mature leaders have a way of being structured and decisive, and you can say no in a nice way. So that's the whole point. The agreeable people tend to move through conflicts with less conflicts and, you know, with less costs to it.
对，就是这个性格特征不是说你就要你好我好做老好人，然后你有一种管理的风格叫乡村俱乐部管理风格是吧、
Country club management.
因为有些人他也非常好，大家都很开心， but they just never get anything
exactly,
done and never get any results. 这样也不行、
yeah.
It's about being achieving results but do it in a way thatSolicits support rather than creating conflict.
Exactly. We can see that younger managers have a tendency to be very forceful because that's what they think they have to do. They tend to lean in that task-related way.
但成熟的管理者，你说你会给很多人的就是建议啊，特别你很多 MBA 的学生，就如果你要选择的话，你会建议他们选择 more.People 那个
对
oriented way
yeah,
rather
yeah.
than you know task oriented way.
Yes, and lots of people know that. I mean, Chinese business people know that it's very important with Ren Mai. Exactly. And it goes like this inside your company as well, and with other relationships. So it's just a way of understanding and remembering that agreeable people have a tendency to get things done through others, through relationships more easily than those who tend to push others away from them.
好，那我们最后一个 the final personality trait is
conscientiousness.
Conscientiousness.
Yes. Conscientiousness, 那种认真的一种。
对对对，就是做事情啊，工作的态度非常认真，交给你的任务都能够按时按质量的完成，对吧？但有的时候。 特别可能在 leadership position 过度的认真也会成为你的一个拖后腿的一个东西。最近就是前段时间不是那个小米的 CEO 雷军就说，不要把战略上的勤奋用它来弥补策略上的懒惰、
yeah.
对不对、yes. Operational conscientiousness or diligence can never make up for strategic laziness.
Yes, and because what we see is that to be structured, this conscientiousness is a little bit about being structured.
就是你做事都要很计划规划的很好很有条理对不对
组织的那种、But so you're using structures and you're using plans and so on. But if you overdo it, then you become a victim of your own plans. Which you say, I think there is a Chinese proverb saying, 听天由命. And the point here is that if you become, planning is a good thing and it's better to be able to plan and you should be planning. But if you come to believe too much in the plan, you can have a problem in execution later on.
为什么会这样呢?就是过度的计划。会影响最后的成果。
Well, like we talked about in the previous program, we talked about flexibility, and we talked about the future being uncertain. So you will plan for the future, but you will have to expect that the future is somehow different from what you thought.
对。
So there was I think somebody who's saying that planning is everything, but plans are shit. So, sorry for the word, but there is a.
我自己可能我所处的这个行业啊，you know, technology 科技就是，是变化非常快的一个行业，而且现在这两年我们感受到在生活每一个层面，对不对？今年我们常说的 O2O 的概念，所有东西都是线上线下，一定以后会结合的。那么怎么样去应对这种快速的改变，像一些传统行业，之前节目我们讲到像柯达啊，什么像Nokia 或者 BlackBerry 黑莓这样的例子，就是那样的一种 organizational culture 里面，他们这个 planning 过度。
Yeah, and it's and also like you said last time, this feeling of 管理主义 that if you get too absorbed in your own systems, then you turn to be bureaucratic and it's stale and not. On the other hand, you can say if you're too flexible, too 灵活, then some people are very proud of being 灵活, but on the other hand, what they're doing is they're trying to put out fires that they created themselves. So the art here, is, when it comes to conscientiousness, is to be, actually to be planful and oriented and competitive, but not overdoing it.
那像刚刚我们说到这个 personality traits 啊，这五个，其实有很多 personality test 性格测试，对吧？就是给你打分，你在每一项你的这个得分有多高？然后呢，对于一个 leadership assessment， 对于来看一个人做领导的潜质来说，我们是要去 try to achieve some balance on each。Or,
well, I think 要看情况，要看具体的情况，应该不同的工作，不同的领导力的工作情况不一样。So there are different requirements for different leaders.
就没有一个 standard answer， 对不对？没有一个标准的说，我们希望你在每一个性格这个特征上面达到几分，你就是一个好的 leader。
Exactly.
不同的产业、不同的公司、不同的 organization 会有不同的要求。
Exactly. So you have to see what kind of so like if you're in a very productive and very you know, say very creative and very dynamic environment, sometimes you can afford to be a little bit more neurotic because it will make people a little bit more creative.
对。
However, if what you're facing are very, you know, like in the military or if you're facing very high degrees of uncertainties and you need stability, then I would not go for a person scoring high on neuroticism, for instance.
对。
And also if you like doing in the media business like you are, I wouldn't probably want to have people who will be extrovert because you know communication is important. So what I would do is I would still look at the leadership job. But we think that the optimal leadership personality is low neuroticism.
这个我要来我们强调一下，你说的 optimal leadership personality 一个最佳的领导的性格特质是什么？ Low on neuroticism，
yes.
就是他 不要太神经质，就是过度敏感的，就是情绪稳定度比较高的一个人，对不对？
Yes. And then to be high on extroversion, a little bit high, not necessarily very high, but higher.
偏向外向型的，这个外向型其实最重要就是这种人可能沟通能力比较强，
对，
沟通效率比较高一点。
对，沟通效率比较高，就这样，这个很重要。那接下来那个
openness
一定要比较高一点，偏高一点 ，because openness for experience is important to take in the whole picture of the company. If you're scoring low on openness, you can risk that you're once a salesperson, always a salesperson, once an engineer, always an engineer. So as you're advancing, as you're being promoted through the ranks of an organization, you need to be able to take in the whole picture. So to score high on openness is a very good way of, you know, ensuring that people probably will take in the picture because they will be interested in what other people do.
对，就是像我们经常说的 to foster cross-department communication, 这真的很重要，对不对？
Yeah.
所以 openness 也比较高啊。
Yeah.
Agreeableness.
A little bit high on agreeableness is also good because if you're people very low on agreeableness, you can have that as well. Sometimes that is good. But then you have to understand that you're probably pushing people away from
it. 对。
And finally, if you're high on you know, conscientiousness, it means you're probably well organized and you know, competent, a little bit, you know, like to compete also.
好，那我们讲到这个 optimal 的领导的性格的这个模型。那我觉得这种好像 personality test， 不管是我们日常这个日常的生活还是你的工作里面，最重要的一个就是这种测试能够让你更明白、更懂得自己性格的一些特点，
yeah.
有哪些地方可能是在制约你，让你不那么快乐的，对不对？就是可以怎么样改善，因为我觉得这种 self-awareness 就是说，可能说知己知彼，对吧？要了解自己，这一点很重要。
对，这个问题很重要、because this kind of optimal person, of course, doesn't exist. I mean, we're all...
哦，是吗？那我感觉就很好，yeah. 没有这种完美性格的存在。
No. And I would say, like, there is no such thing as a normal person.
也没有正常，对。因为老杨以前是心理学家，然后心理学里面这个概念就是我们说的这个人正常人平常人这个不存在是吧有意思的话题啊
Yeah. So there, since there are no normal people in that sense, that means that you will always have, all people have their own things to struggle with. So if you look at what is optimal, you just get some ideas of what we have to be able to do, right? You have to be able to keep, you have to be able to keep calm, you have to be able to communicate, you have to be able to see the whole perspective and so on. So if you take a personality test, one of the benefits you have from that is that you will get a mirror against which you can compare yourself and then you can develop a self-understanding and develop your habits.
给你照镜子啊。
So part of the benefit of that is that if you only always act on part of the way your personality tells you to do, you don't develop. You're just you.
对，虽然做自己很重要，但是其实成长一种 personal growth 也同样的重要，对吧？所以有这个一面镜子，它会更多的就是让你这个人生的过程里面会有一些进步，有一些成长啊。
So what we can do, if somebody shows you your personality test, you have a possibility to develop other ways of acting. You can make a choice.
对，而且很多时候就是 you have to control your natural impulse.
Yes.
对吧？就是更多的是怎么克制自己可能性格里不太好的一面。比如说，如果你是一个neuroticism score 比较高的人，你可能比较容易发脾气，比较情绪化的。这个时候，当你遇到一些挫折、难的事情的时候，当然你的 natural instinct 第一反应就是很生气也好、
exactly.
或者什么。但是当你有这个 self awareness 的时候，你就
要
我要管理一下自己。
Yes, and that's what everybody wants. Everybody wants to develop, but nobody wants to change. That's the strange thing.
这句话很有意思。所有人都想提升，但是没有人想改变。
Exactly. So this is the hard part. Actually, is to really become self aware. And you know, extroverts need to remind themselves to keep their mouths shut sometimes, and introverts need to remind themselves themselves to speak up and be social. Mm-hmm. Because if else, the introverts sometimes risk being perceived as arrogant. So this is always a way of reminding you that to be to do leadership development is to be developing professional ways. You can choose ways to act instead of waiting for your personality to tell you how to do it.
是，其实，你知道，在五六年前，我那个时候考 GMAT 啊什么的，就是，非常想去上那个到美国读一个 full time MBA， 就是因为那时候我从公司本来做事情。比较 narrow 窄的层面，然后被晋升到要去做一些管理的工作，然后就哎呀，就觉得自己，懂的东西不多，不够，然后要去学。但后来因为一些 circumstance， 以后也有时间跟大家分享，也没有去成。但是呢，算读了一个真实生活 real life MBA， 学了很多。当然自己也找了很多的书啊，什么一直看啊，然后从老杨身上也学了很多。那我现在真的发现，不管你要不要去读商学院，不管你有没有作为一个 manager 管理者或者一个 leader 企业领导者的一个角色，特别我们今天讲的这种 personality traits。什么会对自己的人生非常的受益，也可能会让你有一个更加快乐，更加充实的一个人生。
Yes, yes. So I think part of the reason why this keeps coming back all the time, we have a saying, you know, in leadership recruitment, it's always say, you get your job because of your CV, and you get fired because of your personality.
真的吗？性格啊，就是成也性格，败也性格，是吧？好，今天谢谢老杨再次跟我们分享一个那么有意思的话题啊，领导力和这个性格之间的关系。那下一次的节目你会讲什么呢？
We're thinking about talking about these, what we call the dark side of leadership. Can leadership be dangerous? Yes, sometimes it can.
Leadership, 领导力的阴暗面啊。好， okay. 那希望下一次你也能按时收听我们节目，下次再见。
Okay, 再见。